Yeah. See, now I know you're recording.
Now you know I'm recording, right?
Now I just say clean stuff like, praise the Lord. Oh, my soul.
Welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
All right, on this show, we got a lot of stuff going on. We got weird stuff, dumb people, and other miscellaneous junk. What else is new? We talk about this stuff all the time. Also, you get to find out why Eric was in a shitty mood last week. All that and more. Yeah.
I'm going to give that part of the song a name. I'm going to call that the machine gun sound.
Wow.
When it's like... That's like a machine gun. I like it.
It's good. Okay, good. I'm glad that you like it. I'll explain a little bit more here. All right. Let's read that out. So, it's been a couple weeks since we came at you last time, in fact. Mr. Chris Dossman was here to join us in our very spacious, beautiful Tip Tap Tip headquarters and studio. For real? He was all crammed in around a table. Three mics on top of it. You give me a look, Rochelle. What does that look?
You're saying that it's spacious, but then you're saying that it's all crammed in. So what is it?
It's everything. It's like the TARDIS. It's like the TARDIS. You go into it, and it's like a big loft of stuff.
I don't think everybody knows what the TARDIS is.
I'm pretty sure our audience knows what the TARDIS is. And if they don't, stop listening. We don't need you as a listener. We only... No, it's true.
If you don't know what that is, then
Just stop. Just stop. You know, because we like to attract a certain kind of listener. And if you don't know what a TARDIS is, you're not our kind of listener.
That's your qualifications? You should make it so no one can even go on our website or download music unless they can answer the skill testing tip, tap, tip question.
Yeah, actually, that's a good, very good point. We should kind of raise the threshold. Raise the barrier to
like
listen
a private club. Yeah, I swear, like, you make things into a private club and everybody wants it. Because everybody wants it if they can't get it.
Exactly.
That's why everybody wants you, right, Eric? Because they can't get you.
So from this point forward, we only have five listening spots available. And if you want to be one of those five listeners, give us $1,000 a month.
No, does
exclusive.
No, it doesn't have to do with money.
It has everything to do with money.
At first, it doesn't have anything to do with money. Mm-hmm. At first, it's just status. Because status, people love having status. So then then they can be like a part of the Tip Tap Tip Club. Well, if they qualify, if they're cool enough, if they can answer skill testing questions.
And they pay the $1,000 per month.
No, and then after a while, after Tip Tap Tip becomes so exclusive and so popular and so cool, then you can charge money and people will just fork it over because they just want it so bad.
They want it so bad.
You got to build up. Build up to it.
Mm-hmm. So we got a message over Twitter, which is one of the ways that you can send messages to us.
Isn't that called a tweet, Eric?
No, there's private messages that you can receive in Twitter.
Oh, okay.
Which go directly from one person to another person. And I got this message from a gentleman named Cole Norris, who, if you are an avid listener to our show, will remember him when him and his buddies helped record an episode last year when we took a few months after the baby came. The episode in question, which I'll be putting a link back to, is one called If You First Don't Succeed, Fuck It. In my opinion, probably the best episode of Tip Tap Tip ever.
I should listen to that again. I don't think I remember it.
It was something else. It was a ton of fun to put together. Like I, because Cole had sent me a.
Oh, that's the one where they get drunk and, or are they drunk now?
Yeah, drunk and or high, I'm sure.
And they're like chasing people around and stuff.
Amongst other things, they're just getting up to shit, basically. So a few days ago during the week, I get this bleep. I hear this bleep at like 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, what the fuck is that? And I didn't check because, you know, I'm asleep. And I guess Cole had sent me the following message over Twitter, in which he says, "Hey, Eric, it's been a while. I've been listening to Tip Tap Tip, and you guys were talking about poppers and the electronic dance music community. Poppers are also known as yachts. That's Y-A-U-G-H-T. They are hits of weed from a bong with a small snip section of smoke under the weed and..." I can't read this part because it's sort of faded. And you know what? I'll just read it on my Twitter because it's worth reading. Hold on. 1 second.
Yeah, we'd like to know what drugs are.
We'd like to know this information here. So
it's weed.
I thought it was something else, but
no,
maybe it wasn't.
I think there might be more than one.
Yachts are hits of weed from a bong with a small snipped section of smoke under the weed, and I have recently went from podcasting to DJing. Okay, if you want to check out, my name is P14DDY Punk on SoundCloud. I'll put a link to his SoundCloud stuff. If you want, I can link you. But it's all the best, man. Hope all is well. So there you go. As a matter of fact, I played that song from his SoundCloud at the beginning of the show. So.
That was it.
That was one of the things. Nice. So he's officially retired from podcasting and is doing something.
You can make more money at DJing. That's what I've heard from one of my clients who's a DJ.
I should give up this whole podcasting nonsense and become a DJ.
You would be a really good DJ.
Plus play.
No, I think you would be good.
Yeah. I'll put a link up to
Isn't like the whole part about being a good DJ is having good taste in music and knowing where to get good music.
There's more to it. You know, just being able to read the crowd, seeing if they're into what you're playing and kind of make some adjustments on the fly. Nope, not me. I just play what I play and you deal with it. You either dance or you don't.
Because you don't care about anyone else except yourself. Because you're a selfish motherfucker.
Because I'm so confident that the stuff I'm going to play is going to get the crowd pumping. I don't need to adjust. Don't need to. But anyways, I'll put
you
up
sound a... sound like a cock-ass when you say that.
I am a total piece of shit.
Cock-ass.
That's a great word. Should be used more often in the English language.
My ex-boyfriend used to say that.
Really? Oh, okay. I thought I made it up. But apparently...
You made it up? Or maybe it was you that made it up. I don't know.
It's a great word. You just call somebody cockass. It's like, oh, okay. Yeah. He is a cockass. Mm-hmm. You're eating a Slurpee. It's making a lot of noise. Rochelle.
How can ice make noise?
Because I can hear you jamming the straw into the thing. And it's going... It's like... That's why we wear headphones. So we can hear... What you're actually doing.
Okay. I get it.
And so you can hear when you're speaking into the mic and when you're going like this and totally not speaking into the mic. Because that's why I can lean forward.
Why don't you just fire me and get it over with? Just do it. Just fire me. Just do it. No. I can take it.
No, I don't.
I know you want to replace me with this chain anyway.
No.
This luscious locks.
No.
Although I cut them all off.
You cut them all off last time. Ha. We got lots to talk about, so let's just move forward. And
Let's move backward. I want to try doing that. Can we move backwards?
Sure. Why don't you start with your stuff first?
Okay. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what animals this lady is talking about, but apparently... this lady has a personal zoo. This is a Craigslist, right? Yeah, Craigslist thing. in Montreal. Mm-hmm. Hi, I am an exotic animal keeper since 34 years and I'm getting old. So I need to get rid of some of my lovely animals because I just don't have any more time to take care of them all. My personal zoo is near Joliet in Quebec, nearby Montreal. Lots of exotic animals are available for sale. Just make sure you have a permit to own them. Otherwise, I'm not responsible for what happens to you with the authorities. Myself, I don't have any permit and never had any problems. Just be discreet. Smiley face.
Okay. And what else?
So, but I don't even know what this is. Pygmy marmosets? I don't know what that is. Yeah. Eric's like, well, some kind of mammal. I'm like, yeah, I kind of got that. And I'm thinking maybe like a pig because it's pygmy. But I don't know what marmosets is.
It looks like that. Don't you want one?
Those are monkeys.
No, it's a pygmy marmoset.
It's a small New World monkey native to rainforests of the Western Amazon Basin in South America.
It is
notably the smallest monkey in the world at just over 100 grams. What? It's like a hamster.
It's almost as big as a Snickers bar.
Hamster monkey. A Snickers bar?
A little bit smaller than a Snickers bar.
Let's stop the show and go get Snickers bars.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. Oh. She's got 17 of those.
Hold on 1 second. I got a video of a pygmy marmoset in action. Let's see what happens here.
It's probably just going to like start humping the other pygmy marmosets. That's what monkeys do. They just go around humping everybody. Right?
Hold on.
I can't see it. I can't see it, Eric.
I'm moving things. It's not really doing much of anything.
Yeah. It's better if we preview the movies, the videos, before we play them, because...
Oh, show.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you can't hear anything.
Okay.
And this is an audio show. Do you remember that? This is audio.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. So, okay. And a caiman, I don't know what a caiman is, C-A-I-M-A-N, and a South American African giraffe, a Brazilian royal python, two ostriches, one white tiger, black bears that are wild, and she caught them.
So if I was the one
that's fucked. Like, this person just has this shit on her property.
If I was the one to buy the giraffe, Rochelle, how much would that cost me?
The giraffe would set you back 85 grand.
You think it could fit in this room? Do you think it'd be fine in this room?
No, because I think it's probably taller.
It could, like, bend down and stuff, right?
And then it would probably die.
Oh, yeah. I guess that wouldn't be good. What about,
And so that's the most expensive.
How about if I get, like, 1,000 pygmy marmosets and then I let them loose in your...
Those ones are only... The pygmy marmosets are only 3,200 each, or five... For 15,000.
How much per kilogram? I guess as well, it's about 100 grams each, right? So that's 10. So, okay. Yeah, it's like,
those ones are pretty expensive.
Yeah. They're not even...
I think she... Oh, okay. And then the royal python, Brazilian royal python, would be $6,000. The cheapest, I think, is the black bears. They're only $3,000.
Hmm.
Actually, no, the ostriches.
An ostrich would be a fantastic pet.
It's only $3,000 for both.
That's such
they're breeding couples, so you could just buy both of them and then just make them make more.
Okay, hold on for a second. I'm going to blow your mind.
What? No, I do not want ostriches.
No. Just wait. Ostrich egg omelets. Boom, one egg. Bam, big omelet.
I don't think you eat ostrich eggs, do you?
Can. It's an egg, right?
No, I don't think I would want to eat ostrich eggs. It seems like it would be too... It's too big.
Okay, here's a question to our listeners. If you could have any exotic pet from this list that we just read, or something else which you can think up, let us know, info@tiptaptape.com. We will read all the zero people who send in an email next episode.
I want a zebra so that I can kill it and make a fur coat.
You're the worst person in the world. I want an animal specifically for the reason of taking its skin off and wearing it as a jacket. Okay, well, you're the...
I'm like Cruella de Vil.
You are a Cruella. You just don't have like the half and half hair.
I would do that. I would sport that look. I think that's hot.
I don't think that's that hot. Okay, moving along. What else you got here, Rochelle?
Okay, so this kind of goes back to our conversation that we had with Chris. We talked a little bit about cell phones and your manners and stuff when you are using a cell phone. And then I was reading this wonderful Reader's Digest book that I picked up in one of those free library boxes in front of someone's house. And the magazine is probably catered towards older people because they had lots of ads for hearing aids and those really awesome bathtubs that are like showers, but they're bathtubs with doors.
That's pretty awesome. I don't care whatever age you're at. If you walk into your bathtub.
Yeah, but I think that we should just, like, you know, instead of having to save up for retirement, like, just get things we need when we're old. Just get it right now. Like, we should just get a wheelchair right now. We should get a walker right now. We can afford it. And then we should get a bathtub like that right away, too.
Yeah, I think it's kind of unfair, like, that retired people get all the best things in the world. Really, when you think about it.
They also get those beds that move up and down.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You get those things which get you upstairs. You just sit in a chair and all of a sudden it's like up the stairs.
Yeah, but those ones go really slow though. If you could get one of those but faster, then it would make sense to have it. Yeah.
Just zip you up a little bit quicker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, like, they don't have to worry about flossing their teeth because they just put them in their mouth. Yeah. They don't have to. Yeah, and pay for dentists and stuff.
Can we?
Why don't we just take all of our teeth out right now? And then just start wearing dentures right away.
I want to replace my teeth with...
Chocolate?
No, with stainless steel.
Well, those would be some good chompers.
No kidding.
Yeah. You wouldn't even need to have a knife.
No. They wouldn't fuck around. Just take like a mold of my existing teeth, then we'll wait like, I don't know, like however many years. Actually, no, then we'll use it right away. And then just stainless steel. Be the best.
Yeah. Okay. So this is this article is called "Mind Your New Media Manners," and it's like a question and answer thing. And so I'm going to ask the question, and then Eric, you can answer what you think, and then I'll read what this lady says.
Okay? All right. Sounds good.
Okay. Question.
All right.
Do I have to excuse myself from the table to take a cell phone call or send a text message? Aren't we beyond all that now?
My answer is send the call to voicemail and then send a quick text message, say, busy, can I call you back later? Done.
No.
No.
We are not beyond all that. Turn off your phone. Be courteous and pay attention to your dining companions.
Or just turn it on to whatever.
No.
Mute.
No, you don't. I agree with this lady. If you are out for dinner and someone in front of you is talking to you and then you pull out your phone and you even send even a little text, it doesn't matter what it is, it doesn't matter how short it is, it's just rude. I think it's rude.
Well...
Because you put your mind elsewhere and you're avoiding the conversation at hand.
Okay. Miss Manners. Miss...
No, Eric. It's just... Don't stick your tongue out at me. I'm going to...
All right. I'm doing my Miley Cyrus tongue impression.
No, don't do that.
Are you doing it good?
Yeah, you look like a whore.
Yeah, I'm doing it perfect then. Perfect.
Okay. Question. In which situations am I required to make a phone call versus sending a text message?
At a funeral. No, not at a funeral. Send a text message at a funeral, but not a phone call. At a funeral.
That's it? That's all?
At a funeral. LOL. Call you back.
Emoticon sad face.
Crying face. LOL.
Totally inappropriate.
I know.
Okay, she says, a text is for information, time, date, news. It's for the stuff you can keep short and sweet. A phone call is for analysis, discussion, opinion, and if you must, gossip. So I kind of agree with her on this too. I think
I disagree.
Why?
Because more text messages are more and more becoming a valid communications medium. Like it or not, a lot of people, you know, they use a text message more than just simply conveying information. They'll cultivate relationships based on, like, you know, friendships based on text messages, and especially younger people. And people, you know, people flirt via text message.
You never do that.
No, but somebody you know does.
Moses?
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly it. Moses flirts by text message.
I find it difficult. Or not difficult, but like, say when you're going back and forth with someone and you start having a conversation, I'm like, well, why are we even doing this? Why don't we just phone each other? Like, it gets to the point where, you know, after like maybe the third text message sending to a person, it's like, you know what, just call me. Mm-hmm. It's so much work, and I don't do all of those short things. What, like, are those called? Like when people shorten words in text messages.
Like abbreviations and stuff.
Yeah, I don't do those things. I don't know how to do those things. So.
Yeah, that's funny.
And I refuse to do that.
To use those?
Yeah.
So you would type out the words laugh out loud? Or
I don't say laugh out loud. I just say ha.
Yeah, which is better. Less words, gets the point across.
Yeah. LOL, I hate that.
LOL.
That just reminds me of like Valley Girl or something.
Yeah. Okay, next question.
I'm on Facebook. I'm always on Facebook, so I just send messages to friends through the site, but when should I log off and send an email? This is kind of, I think, a funny question, because I don't think it matters if you send something like a message over Facebook or a message as an email. I don't think it makes a difference.
It is. There's only a situation where you should not send via Facebook, and that is basically anything work-related. You always send by email. If it's not
a phone. Oh, okay, because it's not professional to
send
it.
Yeah, you don't.
But for friends, right?
For friends, yeah, whatever. Like,
yeah. So basically, the lady says, if you're serious about anything, think of it as chatting with someone on a bus versus asking her to meet you for coffee. The former is good for casual conversation. The latter is personal and requires attention. Okay, last one here.
Okay.
If using emoticons ever inappropriate to express a feeling or make a point in texts or emails.
Let me guess what this, first of all, we're gonna switch this up. I'm going to guess what this woman is going to say, because she sounds like completely out of touch. And she's going to say, no, it's never appropriate. You know, if you text messages are for information only. If you need to express a feeling, a phone call is the best way. Or face to face.
You're wrong. You're wrong.
What? This woman actually.
No. She says emoticons are for fun. Is the message you're writing fun? Use an emoticon. Are you asking for a big favor? Skip it. Is the message to your boss or a colleague? Skip it. Avoid them if you want to be taken seriously about anything. And I agree with her. If you're asking someone as for a favor and then you put like emoticon smiley face and you're like, what? That doesn't make any sense.
I could do this person's job. This is timeless advice. Our resident voice of reason answers questions on how to properly navigate this high-tech world.
Yeah, but you would like, she understands her audience too, though, right?
I understand.
Answering to more of like an older generation.
I get, you know, she's speaking to the audience.
Okay, let's do news story. I'm kind of.
Okay, you're gonna
like
see
a video news story or something.
I actually don't have any videos.
I'm going to fire you.
Are you going to fire me?
What the fuck? Do you have any music that we can play?
What that,
Don't say you're in this music.
Toad, I'll do a news story. One that I read with words. Is that okay? You're not going to read the rest of your stuff right now. You're done for today. Fuck off. That's the worst sound in the world. Especially when it's coming in my headphones. You're abusing our listeners' ears. You're being a real jerk.
You are, just for talking.
Oh, okay.
Stop abusing my ears with your face.
Stop abusing my eyes with your face. Yeah, I said it. I'm not going to have sex for a month now, right? Okay, I guess we'll leave those ones for next time, right?
No, you just do one and then I'll do one.
Okay.
We'll just take turns.
Oh, this is what we're doing.
I don't like being the person talking so much. Right. Because I want to suck.
Yeah, you get it. Certainly, yeah, Rochelle certainly does suck. A California anesthesiologist said he believed an unconscious patient would get a kick out of him placing stickers and a mustache on her face during surgery. So she's completely, like, passed out. And he's, like, putting, like, stickers on her face for fun.
And then taking a picture of his cock in her mouth.
It says, but the horrified woman has sued him and the hospital for allegedly spreading a cell phone photograph of her when she's, you know, basically spread it all over the internet. The attorney for Veronica Valdez, who worked at the hospital for 13 years before her surgery, said she did not find the humor in the doctor's antics or that of any employee or that another employee took the photo of her face while she was out cold. There's no such thing as a joke in the operating room. For them to play a joke is cruel, in my opinion, said her attorney. Asked if he was bored at the time, Dr. Patrick Yang said, I don't recall my state of mind, except I thought she would think it was funny. So I did it so she'd get a kick out of it. Her attorney said everyone in the room laughed when they saw it. One employee was asked to take the photograph, but denied emailing it or posting it on Facebook. But coworkers told the attorney they did see it on Facebook. So somebody did. And so I wish I had the picture here, but it, like, it shows her passed out. She has, like, a little teardrop eye, and then she has a little Hitler mustache. It's so bad.
It is funny, though.
It is funny from our perspective, but I completely agree from her perspective.
I think if it happened to me, I don't know if I would find it funny, because it is kind of...
It's a personal...
Like, you're in a vulnerable... Well, you're knocked out, so someone could do anything to you, and it is... I think I would feel violated.
Yeah, because what else do they do? Like, they put their balls on your forehead, teabag you? What else do they do? Like, that they didn't take a picture of.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
So, I don't know. I don't blame her for suing.
Well, if I ever moved to Iowa.
You would eat lots of potatoes.
And if I ever go blind, I can be rest assured that I can still own a gun legally. Even if I'm blind in Iowa. It's true.
Or is it Idaho that's potato place?
Idaho is the potato place. Iowa is granting permits to acquire or carry guns in public to people who are legally or completely blind. It seems a little strange, but the way that the law reads, we can't deny them. Based on that one thing, said Sergeant Jenna Abens, a spokesperson for the Polk County Sheriff's Department, referring to a visual disability. Officials say they've issued weapons permits to at least three people who can't legally drive because were unable to read the application forms or had difficulty doing so because of visual impairments. So, yeah. But I guess certain things are more important than others. So maybe... That's good news if you're blind in Iowa. You know, you can...
How is that good news?
No, because you can go, well, I legally can own the gun. However, I shot a person in the face. But, hey, I'm blind. I didn't know who it was. So you got, like, a built-in excuse there. Like, you got, like, a kind of get-out-of-jail-free card, so to speak.
I don't understand this whole thing about guns.
Why people just love their guns?
Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't get it either. Maybe you have to be American. I think it has to do with, like, a freedom sort of thing.
I think you have to be, like, really scared of everybody.
And a paranoia on top of that. Like, you think that there's going to be someone busting down your door at any given point in time. And, you know, you need to protect yourself. And I get the idea of protecting yourself. But...
Why don't you just go learn karate?
Or learn...
That's cooler than owning guns.
Yeah.
Like Karate Kid.
Karate Kid. Actually, speaking of Karate Kid, I'm going to change gears for half a second. You know those movies I've been watching all week, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Rochelle loves them. You know Mr. Miyagi from Karate Kid? He was in one of them.
What? Doing what?
He's a bad guy. And he's a bad guy, and he's like the main bad guy in the movie.
Why don't you explain to the listeners what these movies are all about, Eric, and why you like them so much?
Guns, girls, G-strings, boobs, bombs, bullets. Basically it. It's everything that you want. And they're you know those, they're like these 80s, late 80s, early 90s action movies that have basically everything I want in them. Action.
And they take place in Hawaii.
A lot of them
happen. There's always a helicopter, and there's always a remote control device that blows something up.
Yeah, there seems to be a running theme. Let me just clarify what I'm talking about, because we're talking about the films of a gentleman called Andy Sedaris. He did, I think, about 12 films all along the same lines between the years 1985 to 1997, which he unfortunately passed away. So we're no longer getting any of these movies. I don't know what to say other than they're the best thing I've ever seen. And
Where did you hear about them?
Well, I remember I watched this one movie, Hard Ticket to Hawaii, last year. And I thought it was the best thing in the entire world because I'd seen clips of it floating around YouTube because, like, some of the scenes in that movie were so completely over the top and ridiculous. Like, in one particular scene, there's a guy, this bad guy, skateboarding down the street towards his Jeep, and he fires at them, right? So then they turn around. For some reason, he's also holding like a blow up doll while he's skateboarding. I think they hit the guy, and then they shoot a bazooka at him or at the mannequin, and then it just blows up. It's completely ridiculous. It's so good. It's hard to describe.
Yeah.
I sent Shane a clip because I knew that those would be the exact kind of movies that he would think are the best things ever.
Well, when I started watching one of them with you, I think, I can't remember which one it was, but that one was just so full of tits. Like,
yeah.
And I'm like, okay, this is the reason
we
like it. Yeah. And then Body Glove Bathing Suits.
That one was good. That was a good one. Yeah.
Yeah.
The movie also features gratuitous boobs, which is which is fine in my book. Like, I have no problems with that. Like, you know. And that's this thing. So.
Speaking of tits, here is Craigslist. I think it's Calgary. I don't know. Yes, Calgary.
Yes, from Calgary.
Saturday evening, man for a woman, 17th Avenue and 36th Street, Southeast, 10:30 p.m. Hey, I was driving my grandpa home. Not exactly a chick magnet, and was caught off guard at your request. I've never been asked by a woman to show her my tits at a red light before. Ha 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 ha. I would have taken you up on the offer if only you had shown me yours. Smiley face. Perhaps if you were single, we could grab a drink, and then we can show each other our goods. Ha ha. Smiley face. Too many smiley faces. Why do you do so many smiley?
We
get it. You want to see this chick. You want to see her tits. Yeah. We get it. And it will make you happy. Okay. You were in the passenger, and your friend, blonde woman, was driving a dark-colored pickup truck. You had a music pretty loud as well. You made a gesture with your hand as well. And no, it was not the bird. LOL. She turned and headed eastbound on 17th Ave. You're older and I'm younger. The possibilities are endless. Let me know if you are available for a drink. If nothing ends up happening, I'm sure you would make a good friend. And then I added dot 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 with benefits.
A good friend, yeah, because it's exactly what he's looking for.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then it says, "Tell me what I was driving. I hope to hear from you."
Well, maybe we can be the facilitators for some sort of magical connection between these two people.
It's a magical tit showing.
Yeah.
And this is something new. We've never done this before. This is an obituary, and it is not a downer. It's actually quite a nice, funny obituary for a man named, I don't know where you found this, Savannah Now?
Yeah, Savannah Now is the name of the newspaper from where it's from.
Okay. So that's in, you said Georgia?
Georgia. Yeah, Georgia.
Okay. So a man named William Freddie McCullough Bloomingdale, the man, the myth, the legend. Men wanted to be him and women wanted to be with him. William Freddie McCullough died on September 11th, 2013. Freddie loved deep-fried southern food, smothered in cane syrup, fishing at Santa Cooper Lake, Little Debbie cakes, Two and a Half Men, Beautiful Woman, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, and Jim Beam. Not necessarily in that order. He hated vegetables and hypocrites. Not necessarily in that order. He was a master craftsman who single-handedly built his beautiful house from the ground up. Freddie was also great at growing fruit trees, grilling chicken and ribs, popping wheelies on his Harley at 50 miles per hour, making everyone feel appreciated, and hitting Coke bottles at 30 yards with his 45. When it came to floor covering, Freddie was one of the best in the business, and he loved doing it. Freddie loved to tell stories, and you could be sure 50% of every story was true. You just never knew which 50%. Marshall, Matt Dillon, Ben Cartwright, and Charlie Harper were his TV heroes, and he was the hero for his six children.
Wow.
Mark, Shane, Clint, Brandice, Ashley, and Thomas. Freddie adored the ladies, and they adored him. There isn't enough space here to list all of the women from Freddie's past. There isn't enough space in Bloomingdale phone book.
Apparently, this guy got around. He had a good time.
Yeah, hence having six children.
Yeah.
A few of the more colorful ones were Mama Margie, Crazy Pam, Big Titty Wanda, Spacey Stacy, and Sweet Melissa. And I can't believe that they put this in here, but they said in brackets, he explained that nickname had nothing to do with her attitude.
Oh, wow. I
was like, what?
Okay.
Oh, that's awesome. He attracted more women than a shoe sale at Macy's. He got married when he was 18, but it didn't last. Freddie was no quitter, however, so he gave it a shot two more times. It didn't work out with any of the wives, but he managed to stay friends with them and their parents. In between his many adventures, Freddie appeared in several films, including The Ordeal of Dr. Mudd, A Time for Miracles, The Conspirator, Double Wide Blues, and Pretty Fishes. When Freddie took off for that pool party in the sky, he left behind all his family. I'm not going to list all of the family names.
Yeah.
Freddie was killed when he rushed into a burning orphanage to save a group of adorable children. Or maybe not. We all know how he liked to tell stories. Savannah Morning News, September 14th, 2013. Please sign our obituary guest book at savannahnow.com.
Blah, blah, blah. That's a great obituary.
That was pretty good. Yeah, I have to say, they made him sound like such an awesome guy.
It's like, wow, this guy sounds like when he was live, great guy to hang around with because he didn't like to party.
Built his own house.
Built his own
house. I think that's really
cool. Worked hard, partied hard.
Yeah. Right.
There you go.
Yeah. That is it, Eric. That is all the stories that I have got.
I have one more, and then we'll get on to some business. A Quebec City couple is suing a gynecologist for $225,000, claiming post-delivery surgery left the woman's vagina too tight to have sex. Okay. I guess that would be a problem.
That's the end of the story?
No, there's more. The woman... pausing.
And what? That's a problem?
Pausing for a dramatic effect. The woman was admitted to a CHUL hospital in September 2010 and gave birth to a boy. The suit says the doctor had performed an episiotomy, a common procedure in which... blah, blah, blah. You Google it. The doctor noted an internal vaginal tear after the baby was born and performed surgery to repair the problem, says the suit. He then advised the patient to avoid sex for 6 weeks, which is normal after any birth. The new mother says she followed the recommendations, but that a follow-up exam by the second doctor a month later found the stitches had come apart. The plaintiff and her husband tried to have sex for the first time in December 2010, which proved impossible because of the pain, says the lawsuit. The plaintiff returned to the second doctor, who found a fairly rigid strip of scarring and narrowing of the vagina preventing penetration. She was given two options, reconstructive surgery or daily vaginal dilation exercises, which is another word for...
vibrator?
Yeah, sticking dildos. A woman says she chose the latter option, but claims in court documents that sex was still painful by the fall of 2011 and that she still had significant narrowing. The woman is suing the doctor for physical harm, pain, stress, frustration, and loss of enjoyment in life. Her husband is asking $75,000 himself in damages for pain and suffering.
What?
So, well, it's pretty serious business, right?
No, but how is he in pain and suffering?
Well, maybe emotional pain. It's like, I can't have
sex. No, that just sounds...
Wah, wah, wah. But...
There's lots of guys that don't have sex for a long time. Well, I'm sure it's fine.
So, there you go.
Because you know how people used to, or some guys are like, oh, you have to let me have sex with you because I or else I'll get blue balls and it's so painful you don't understand. Mm-hmm. But that's just bullshit, right? It's just so that they can get laid.
I think, you know, speaking as the guy in the room, like, I question the validity of blue balls. Like, you know, like, yeah, you, if you don't get some and, you know, if you get all riled up and then you don't have the release, so to speak, you know, I think you're just kind of like upset and frustrated more than anything. I've never in my lifetime have I ever had anything that is painful like that.
It's just bullshit.
I think it is bullshit on, like, you know, this is, maybe this is something I should be telling, I should be revealing, you know, but I think it is all, it's mostly bullshit. Like, I'm only speaking for myself. Maybe it is a thing, but I've never experienced it. I'm just like, usually just like, huh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like, it's
so,
not like.
Okay. So this guy saying all this emotional pain and suffering because he can't have sex with his wife. I mean, that's just bullshit. And that he's just looking for money.
I'm sure something in it is.
And, but everything that she is experiencing, I think, is valid and I think is real.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and I don't think she should have to go and pay for reconstructive surgery herself. Like,
well,
I think
one, not only that, like, you know, she'll, if that's the case, then she'll be away from work for however many days or weeks or whatever. Like,
is this in Canada or in the
States?
This
is in Quebec.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she, I'm not sure if that's something like that is covered, but I kind of doubt that.
I'm sure.
I guess it would be because it is. Yeah. It's not like plastic surgery.
Yeah. It's not like, you know. Yeah, you know, because we actually have a healthcare system.
Yeah.
Which.
But, like, I can understand her not wanting to go in for surgery. It's like, you've already fucked around down there so many times. Just leave it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I get that. But suing doctors, I don't know.
So.
Do you think that doctors sometimes don't really, like, they have, like, an off day and they just don't really give a shit about, like, what they're doing?
It's like with every job. And, you know. There's, you know, they do have to work to a higher standard, but I think, you know, with any job, like, you know, some days you're just like, another vasectomy, another whatever, you know, they've only done like 1,000 of these, all right? Well,
yeah, like, it's kind of the same
as... you know, any job gets routine, like, you know.
Yeah.
So.
And then that person should not be doing that job anymore.
Or just switch it up. Like, you know.
No, they should not be doing it if it's affected, like, if something like that affects a person's life.
And that's all we got to talk about. Well, and that being the case, a little bit of a shorter show, but that's what you get. That's what you get when we talk about stuff and junk. As far as what we've been doing, just enjoying the summer as it wraps up and gets cold, and as soon as it's going to go into a frigid winter where we all want to shoot our
feet. I went for a road trip by myself.
Oh, yeah. This is good.
By accident.
And by accident, meaning Rochelle got lost.
Yeah. So I was coming back from Okotoks, which is outside of Calgary, and then there's a sign that said going to East Calgary and then going to North Calgary. And I was like, well, we kind of live like, we don't really live in the East, but I'm like, I could go that way. So I decided to take that road. And but then it just took me out into the country and I didn't really know where I was. And then my phone is on the, what is that plan, the with wind. So I couldn't really look at stuff like the Google Maps.
Meanwhile,
I was lost because, and then I was just like, well, you know what? I'm just going to keep driving and then see where it goes. But I think I was just kept driving farther and farther away from Calgary.
Yeah, you were basically going
towards. But it was such a nice day and the wind was blowing and had some good music on the radio. And
had I not texted you or really like nice. Contacted you, you would have probably hit Saskatchewan.
No.
Yeah, the way you were headed, definitely.
Is it going that way?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
No, not cool.
No, Eric, I know that eventually. Didn't I contact you?
No, I'm like, where are you? Or something like that. I can't remember. But
well, I had to I pulled the car over because I'm not going to text while driving 120 kilometers on a two-lane highway. Mm-hmm. I pulled the car over and I was like, Eric, can you please help me? But I didn't know what road I was on, so I had to figure out what the number was. And then when I finally found the sign, you were like, okay, do this. So that worked out okay.
Yeah, it was weird because I'm like, it doesn't take Rochelle this long. And then you're just like, I'm lost. Ha ha ha. I'm like, oh no.
Because I was having fun. Sometimes it's fun to get lost.
Yeah, I guess.
But I used to, when I first moved to Calgary, I used to get lost on my bike downtown all the time. And it was so much fun. And that's how I found places.
You can just pretend that you live in an era without.
Yeah, that's what I like doing. Pretending that I live in an era without cell phones and technology, and then you just figure it out. You know, like you can look in the lens on over the horizon, you can see where the city is and you know where you came from. So I kind of like, I would have figured it out, I'm sure. Because if I would have just taken the only road that I went on, I had to turn one way or another. Mm-hmm. So
actually, speaking of cell phones, we're quickly approaching the age with our youngin where he's playing with lots of toys, but he's noticing that we have even better electronic toys of our own. And we're going to have to make the decision.
He's not allowed to touch those things at all.
No, no. But we're going to have to keep those things away from him because we want him to develop like a normal person and stuff.
Yeah, I.
Like if he didn't.
I just don't like kids with cell phones. I think it's.
Well, we watched a. Weird. Earlier today, we watched a clip of Louis C.K. on Conan. And. I'm not going to play the clip, but I'll reference it and I'll put a link to it.
It's very long.
It's like 5 minutes. But the point he's trying to make is that people don't know how to communicate. Like, whereas before, another kid would call, one kid would call another kid a jerk. They would get the reaction from the kid. Like, okay. And then they'd say to themselves, well, maybe I shouldn't have done that. But if you're communicating this over.
You're totally ruining it. Like, he says it in a funny way, and now you're just making it sound like he's being all serious. But just watch the clip.
Just watch the clip. Anyways, the clip is basically keep your kids away from the cell phones.
Yeah, that's basically what he's saying.
Because they don't socialize well.
Yeah.
But he says it in, like, a funnier way. And
because he's funny, and you're not.
I'm not the funniest person in the world. In fact, I'm anti-funny. If there's funny in the room,
you're just funny looking.
I suck it out.
You're just funny looking, right?
I'm a black hole of anti-funny. It just kind of obliterates.
If you were a black hole, how would you poop?
What the fuck are you talking about? I don't get what Rochelle is talking about because she's taking crack cocaine.
Because if you're a black hole, then you just suck everything into you, but you wouldn't actually be able to poop because pooping's going out. I don't know why I'm thinking about that. I think it's just because our son ate lots of beets and he pooped so much today.
Okay.
I got poop on my mind.
Well, that being said, let's wrap this bitch up. Okay, shall we? Oh my goodness. So So that being said, if you know, if
if you're a black hole, if you know the answer to that,
email info@tiptapdip.com for all your questions and answers. So, we like getting stuff communicated to us, whether that's Twitter, Facebook, or whatever.
Who was it who sent us a tweet? Cole?
That was Cole.
He's from, where does he live again?
East of us. So if you kept on driving, you probably would have met him.
Is he in Canada?
He's in Canada. So.
Cool.
So.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for the link to your stuff. Hope it's okay to play. I'm sure you're fine with it. And I'm not editing it. I'm not going to edit it out if you're not. So there you go. If you want to get together with us on the internet, you can do so. TipTapTip.com is the place you go for everything you need to subscribe, listen, connect, and stuff. We put funny pictures up there that go with every show. Because I'll even preview the one that I'm going to
show. You should put a funny picture of your funny face.
Oh, no one would want to see that.
No? Okay.
Show, quickly show Rochelle.
Is this Cole's music right now?
No, this is not. This is the picture I'm putting up for the next show. I'm just going to preview for Rochelle. Oh,
from that movie that we talked about, Hard Ticket to Hawaii.
It's the best picture ever.
Those are video cameras?
Yeah, it's a Sony Sports video camera. I didn't know that those even existed.
I know. It looks like a Walkman. Like,
I know.
It looks like she's holding the Walkman up to her face.
It is.
And then the boobs. That's why you like it, too.
Does not hurt at all. Anyways, thanks for listening. We'll catch you later. My name is Eric.
My name is not Eric.
Okay, good enough. Bye.
Bye.